Welcome to the Litho Podcast. We're here to entertain, inform a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark, I run with Will and produce Digimon Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ and I will have my revenge.
That's a good one, actually, Dev. It's been a long 2 weeks for both me and Dev. How are you doing, Dev?
Absolutely shit-tastic, and I have to be at work at like 7 in the morning. Yep.
And I'm just
having... We have to watch PowerPoint presentations.
Oh, goody. I don't miss that.
Yep.
Are they at least good PowerPoints?
No, it's like, this is how to market the new store credit card.
Oh, I'm sure that's just going to go down well with every customer.
Yeah. Like a Molotov cocktail.
And now I'm having flashbacks to long, long ago when I worked at a movie theater. They actually gave us a speech for a customer who wanted to know why we weren't sitting in chairs. Because a number of customers would realize it's kind of stupid to have everyone standing there.
Because some people have feelings about employees sitting in chairs, and they're not allowed to do that.
Basically. And let us go ahead to the apocalypse of the last 2 weeks of news. I will randomly see people be like, Digimon's dead. It's like, if it's dead, me and Dev would have a much shorter show to do. We'd probably go weekly again and then just do half an hour a week and that'd be it. Instead, it's, oh, look at everything they've thrown at us over the past 2 weeks.
So it's like, oh, this is looking to be, you know, relatively reasonable. Oh, no. Yeah.
So first up, the novel started with 4 half chapters. And first off, I have to say, exposition's much better than Seekers.
Yes.
Now, to be clear...
It's a very low bar.
To be clear, I'm not a huge fan of the stopping for the card game lesson parts, but it is a card game novel, so I understand that's what it's there for, even if it's not like, personally my cup of tea. I will say, does it feel like the early art we saw felt like the characters were not going to be Yuki's the goofy, like, whatever, and Impmon's the crotchety one? Like, they were giving us this early...
Because, like, you think Impmon's like, you have, like, the mischievous, complete, total asshole, and, like, the bubbly, idol characters. Like, no, that they're... This one's a dumb shit jock.
Kind of a dumb shit jock idol character, though. Like, yeah. In the early art, it almost made her look, like, cool. And it's like, no, she's like an expert, but she's kind of a fuck-up.
Like, they share, there's one brain cell, and Impmon has custody.
Yes. I do like, though, how they're both kind of prickly with each other.
They're sassing each other nonstop.
No, but the funny part is they're, like, arguing, they're prickly, they're getting along the way friends do with arguing, and in the instant they realize there's new items, they're both like, oh, I want to see this, this doesn't make any sense. And then... Yeah.
Like, I'll bribe you with something cute and sparkly.
Yeah, and then it makes much more sense getting 2 full chapters at a time when you realize, oh, chapter 2 is after chapter 1, but it is a full introduction for Winner and Funbeamon. So instead of having to get introductions in a row, we got them at the same time, and it's like, oh, immediately after they got their new evolutions, they went off to try to fight a boss and got fucked up.
Which was great, honestly. I loved the art for that.
It was, and yeah, that's what the ad card is this week, because that was just great.
It's like, we're indestructible!
Yeah. Nope. And then they're like, they frame Winner, just his parents are gone, so he's just spending all of his allowance on cards. Funbeamon is sort... I like how it comes off as like them sort of manipulating each other a bit. But yeah, I'm pretty pleased.
Like, look, sometimes you're really depressed and you just need, like, sparkly cardboard to make yourself feel better.
Yes. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with those two as introduction chapters. It's, I don't want to say bubbly, but it's entertaining enough.
It's upbeat.
And then, 2-2 for the comic, I'm not sure I felt about, though, because this was very much learn to play... The card game, the comic.
Yeah, but honestly, I kind of expected that.
Yeah, I will say this. Is this the first time where it felt like the visual format actually was, like, designed for?
I still prefer, like, more left to right for some of them, just because a lot of scenes, especially with, like, the ultimates just look kind of awkward vertical.
I think the evolution looked great that way, though.
Yeah, it feels like it should have been like a double page spread.
True. I will say the art has been very nice, though.
Maybe they'll learn to anti-alias at some point.
I feel like if they aren't doing it by now, they're not going. And then we got a little basic relationship chart. I will say the weird thing here is throwing in characters who we have not seen yet sometimes feels like an odd choice. Like the chart for the comic, we get 4 characters we haven't met, so it's just question marks. But then over on the novel, we get 5 characters we haven't met and nothing.
Yeah, so they mentioned at least one in the next chapter.
Yeah.
You think it would have like okay, that's this person's name, they're mentioned, but...
Yeah, we'll see. I assume this will be updated throughout the run. Also, thinking back to the comic, am I wrong, or did Shoto not have a reaction to there being a card of himself?
0, but...
Oh, okay, I'm not imagining that then, good.
And then it makes more sense, like, well, we would be surprised, like, why the fuck would he get a card of himself? But in the web novel version, it's like, oh yeah, tamers just get a card of themselves, and then they unlock upgrades.
No, see, that's the funny part. In the... Because, like, the first chapter of the web novel and what the comic's doing are both having to deal with NPCs. The webcomic, weird shit's happening, and Shoto's kind of half not noticing it. In the web novel, oh, free cards, fucking awesome. Yeah, so far, yeah. I would like to see where it goes, but I can imagine the web novel being more entertaining, just because the short novel-y exposition it's doing with character stuff works better in the format than... I'm looking at the cards literally, and here's the card with an effect.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Mm. And then, as we jump into news, so first up, they announced a Digimon Adventure 25th anniversary trailer. A lot of anime has done this over the past 5-6 years, where you get like an anniversary trailer with new animation, and everything, and they show the phone booths.
Like, yay, nostalgia bait.
And it will premiere at the exhibition. I'm looking forward to this, assuming they don't just show it only at the exhibition, which would be evil.
You know, looking at like the style of it, I'm really hoping for kind like more artwork in that style.
To be fair, there may be no style. This is probably just a storyboard.
Yeah, no, like remember the storyboards we got for the opening for Zero to the Beginning?
Yeah. You want it to actually look like that, or do you mean more storyboard previews like that?
I want more storyboard previews like that.
I would see. Here's what one of the items at the exhibition should be: storyboard book for
Ooh,
the trailer.
I would fucking love that.
I would 100% buy that. But yeah, so we'll see what pops up, and then now, okay. So weird thing: Digimon Adventure 0 to the Beginning came out digitally in the U.S. and a few other countries. Am I wrong, or when they announced the date of the Blu-ray, didn't they say digital was going to be the same day?
I honestly do not recall.
So it's available to buy at various digital storefronts with various combinations of English, Japanese, so pay attention because some people have already bought them in the wrong language. Because it's a little confusing because some places have different stuff, so available. And $15 for HD.
Well, they'll just have to go and buy the Blu-ray and solve that problem entirely.
So first up, U.S. Blu-ray has already begun to ship from Shout. It will be shipping in about a week from other stores. I got the Japanese disc, and I did a breakdown before I became super busy. And I will say this, I forgot how time-consuming that doing this shit is.
Yeah, all of the photos, all of the scans.
Although I did give up one scanning oddity of mine. I stopped scanning 1600 DPI. I went, okay, fine, that's overboard. I don't actually have to. I could do it at 600.
Yeah, I think my ancient scanner would catch on fire if I tried to go above 600.
Yeah, the one nice thing about my scanner is it looks good, regardless of the DPI. And so it's weird. Okay, the deluxe Japanese Blu-ray set. Packaging is beyond nice. There's some weird shit with the discs, though. So, first to go over the physical stuff, booklet's nice. The booklet has storyboards, Dev.
Yeah.
It has some early production art. So, let's... The Blu-ray itself. It's the movie. And the movie looks functionally perfect. Like, if you look at the actual screen caps and stuff I posted, outside of maybe a few dark shots with some very mild pixelization, which you won't see while watching, these are functionally perfect 1080p screenshots.
Hell yes.
The audio, 5.1 PCM, great. Where it's a bit weird, though, is the extras. So we get a trailer collection, which is we get the announcement teaser, we get the one where they show a few clips, the main trailer. We got that trailer from right after it came out where they focused on Louis and Ukuman. And then we got that trailer where they do clips of Zero Two, and then they do like a next episode preview of the movie with Harada narrating. And then they do a clean opening. And that's it. Now, that's not a terrible extra collection. Mine is that there's actually stuff missing that we expected. Like, I would say the one thing that is really missing for me, ignoring stuff like commercials or social media, it's the thing missing for me is remember they had the split screen of the evolutions.
They didn't include that?
I thought for sure we were going to get those full screen, like a roll of those for extras. In fact, I want to say that was an extra on the keys in a disc. So that's because the big ones we do get full screen in the movie, but a number of the smaller ones we don't. I thought for sure that was going to be an extra on this. That's a no-brainer, easy one. The menu is interesting because someone clearly looked at the keys in a one and then themed it after movie two, but so it kind of looks reminiscent of it. So menu's good. It's just the extras are kind of weird and a little sad. But movie looks great, and that's the priority.
I wonder if the extras on the English one will be
no
the same, or...
So I already have the English disc. I just haven't put it together yet.
Okay.
Because while I actually have the copy that I bought that already arrived, the screener shot asked me to wait until this week to post. And since I was busy anyways, great. No problem with that. I'm busy anyways. So the extra on the US disc, which I'll probably be doing a breakdown of that tonight or tomorrow based on schedule, it is just... There's only one thing on it, but it's actually good. It's actually the intro from the theatrical run.
Hell yes, I missed that part.
No, and that's the thing is you almost never get those Fathom theater intros. And it's a good intro, so it's like, okay, good. If you're going to skip everything and just give us that, I consider that acceptable enough. Because that was a great, entertaining intro. But yeah, so I'll do a breakdown of that later tomorrow, probably. I'm tired, so we'll see. Yeah. And then, because that's not the end of Blu-ray news, Season 2 came out in the U.S. And I produced it like I did the first set.
I will get it eventually.
Did you look at the screen caps, Dev?
They look very pretty!
Have you ever seen Zero 2 look like that?
Look, the last time I realistically watched Zero 2 was on a VHS that I had recorded off of the TV when it was first airing.
I'll take that as a no. Oh, I'm so happy with how this looks.
It doesn't look like death.
The things that look the worst are the things that we had to recover from old English masters. And even those look, we did everything we could. I'm happy with how this came out. The entire season dubbed in one set. Captions if you need them. Extras or galleries, which I had to lay out many times as assets changed for that.
I am so sorry. Your suffering was worth it.
Well, see, in my case, laying out doesn't mean the actual, like, laying out of the files. It means me handing the files to someone else to make, you know, they have the background to put them out, and then they send them back to me, and then I go, okay, here's the list of galleries as it's going to be on the disc. I need to order them as close to perfect as possible, but that so it will get approved. Because, you know, every company has their own way they want stuff to look. So for it to be approved, it has to look the way they're going to approve it. And then I'm still super happy about the cover, how it uses the cover from the first Digimon DVD. But yes. Toei cleaned up the art themselves to make it acceptable for modern usage. I love that art of Davis and Vemon. I don't think it's ever shown up anywhere except that first Zero Two single back in 2000.
Now we have it in sexy resolution.
I really love that art. So that is available. I think it's sold out at Amazon and Crunchyroll, and more stock is on the way. So good luck to anyone waiting.
I definitely want it.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I think especially based on loudness on the internet, people forget just how popular season 2 was. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
And then back to movie news. Our War Game and Hurricane Touchdown are going to be in Japanese theaters as a double feature, an actual revival screening, not just like one theater getting a print and being allowed to show it. They're actually doing a full like revival distribution.
Ooh.
They're only announcing one theater for now, but it's going to be many more places starting August 9th. 1,600 yen for the double feature with some sort of bonus item. At current exchange rates, that's like $10.
I was going to say it's probably like $5.
Yeah. So those movies together about an hour and 45 minutes. And we're not going, but if you're going to be in Japan in August, I would recommend going, as long as you don't mind sitting through a raw movie, which I know is not for everyone. Not everyone is going to make bad choices like me, importing raw Blu-rays and just going, I'm watching it like this, or raw DVDs back in the year 2001.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, I remember the Real Media Files when Frontier was airing.
And then...
I have no idea what anyone is saying, and this is terrible quality.
Well, that's just Frontier.
Yeah.
And then for the
2002, we don't care.
And then for the 25th anniversary exhibition, they've opened up ticketing, and tickets are available in English. They're doing English ticketing, Chinese ticketing, Korean ticketing. They showed some of the products. Those pins look nice. Did you see the hand towels look like the hands?
Yes, I want those so badly. They're so cute.
The Sukumon boxers.
That's terrible for reasons.
Yes, it is. And I mean, for the best part, the limited edition tickets come with those metal pins. They were sold out within 5 hours.
Goddamn.
Why is it always adventure, you ask? Because adventure shows up and the storm happens.
And it's like the music box. Butterfly showed up with a fancy several $100
they've
music
done it
box
like three
and
or four
gone
times. They've done it like three or four times, that exact music box. And then the new DigiGift wallpaper looks amazing.
Someone's very happy. I like
Sora,
it.
Hikari, Piyomon, and Tailmon from 2020. Right after it's rained with the flowers blooming.
Tis the season.
Does it seem weird that the Digimon have raincoats and the humans do not?
That's so cute.
And then if you are in Europe, Crunchyroll is streaming Tamers subbed, which is odd when they put it up 1 week after they did Frontier.
I wonder if they forgot it existed and then someone noticed us mentioning, like, oh shit, yeah, we should probably put that up.
I don't know. For me, it feels probably more like they got the approval for Frontier and decided to toss it up, and then right after the approval for Tamers showed up, is my guess. And it's like, well, they're not plot related. There's no reason to wait. We'll go ahead and do that because Tamers could take weeks or months. And then it's like the next day or something stupid, probably. And then the Lion Ranger collaboration started. And oddly enough, we don't often expect the English version of games to get these. And this one did. I still fucking I still love that key art. And also that weird duck thing wearing the Agumon costume. That is one weird little duck.
Its face terrifies me.
Yeah, and then the Bandai promotion team did a preview of the Digimon Pendulum Color, and they had to put a notice on the video. Because one of the main...
You sold the fuck out? You can't have it?
Yes, but that's not why they put the notice on. One of the main hosts for when they do promotion team videos is Kenichi Suzumura, who's on hiatus. He was Koichi in Frontier.
Yeah,
if you want to know how quickly his condition, whatever his condition was, worsened, they actually put a notice that this was recorded in April of 2024. And it's like, April? He only went on hiatus like at the beginning of May.
Damn.
So yeah, so they put up a little hiatus at the beginning of the video like, this was filmed here, this is why.
He's not back. He's still...
Yeah.
He's still sick.
Yeah. Then 15-second analyze did more of their 40-second analyze specials of Devimon, Edamon, Vamdemon, Venom, Vamdemon.
I did not watch those yet.
Here's the issue with these, and it's part of why I do them in a batch. They put them up, and then I look away, and then I forget about them for a week. So it's like, okay, I'm just going to do them in batches whenever it makes sense to do them. Because it's one of those things where it doesn't really catch your attention enough to stop what you're doing and go, I need to do the news for a 15-second video.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. But yeah, it's that.
Got time for that shit.
And then, Cardpocalypse.
Speed run.
So, one sec, I need to stretch. Okay, ready, Dev? Okay.
I guess.
Parallel card for Magna Kidmon.
That one's very fun. I like the background.
Gundramon's weird because this is just a Gundam pose again.
More like Gundam.
This is like when you see Wing Zero flying and it aims the cannon down.
Pew pew, pew pew.
Exactly. Bellstarmon Ace. Good. I like how this one is her having a conversation with Armadamon.
I didn't even notice him behind the text.
So when I first was putting this up, at first I'm like, okay, there's a Digimon there. I need to look to see who it is to figure out what they're doing. I'm like, it's Armadamon. And I like turn my head. I'm like, are they just having a conversation? I guess.
Well, they're in the Wild West, and there's armadillos there.
Then we get Lilithmon X. I like always seeing for Lilithmon X the artists who go between white skin and purple skin.
It's very, very pretty.
Then Tamer card for Yuki. I will say this, after reading the novel chapter, Imp Mon looks perfect. He has his arms crossed, he's making the face, and one of his eyes looks like it's twitching.
Like, Imp Mon is skeptical. Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
this cannot end well.
Do you like how they... I love how the obvious thing was that they were waiting for the novel chapter to go up, and that's what it is. So we get Punk Mon card. Loudmon.
I have so many friends that are obsessed with this thing.
Loudmon, I think, actually looks great in card art form. And then Heavy Metal Dramon.
Fuck yeah.
Then parallel card for Vortex Resonance. I actually really like this card art. It looks solid. I love how you get the little bits of the other card characters.
I also like the colors behind it. Make it stand out a lot more.
Yeah. Then Blukomon. Does this feel almost too actiony for Blukomon? We're used to him playing like summer, winter sports. Then we get Hexablaumon looking like Hexablaumon. I like it, but this is just Hexablaumon.
Yeah, he's just there and being chill.
Saber Leomon Ace doing a line jump, which I like, but Saber Leomon.
Yep. Splice is not dead yet.
Talakmon looks great. This is what we need. We need it a bit zoomed out.
Yeah, it gives the scale better.
Yeah. The Heavy Metal Dramon card, I like this parallel card much more than the normal one, where we get to see Mon, then we get a better shot of him. We get a Blood Moon.
It is so fucking badass.
Bellstarmon X, parallel card art.
Pew pew.
I like how the bullet has wings now.
It's fucking adorable. I kind of want to hug it, but I would be dead.
Then we got art of a bunch of secret parallel of the brain froze there. Special parallel cards where it's like black.
They are
with the colors
fancy and shiny.
And all drawn by Kenji Watanabe. Plus Bellstarmon X, an art and profile, which is good. Plus Duskmon, who looks very much like Duskmon. It's one of those times when I just don't have much to say because it's Duskmon and maybe he cut off a dude's head in the background.
He deserves it.
Possibly. Then, from the first two novel chapters, the one thing I will say I like about the novel is they have plenty of images, including early cards that go to, like, nearly next year. There are previews from Booster 19 in Japanese and English in there.
It's a little surprised.
Yeah, it does feel a little ahead of time, doesn't it?
Yeah, but...
Still nice, though.
I wonder if there's going to be any changes to them by the time they actually officially come out.
Well, here's what's interesting. The same art team clearly did not render these out. Do you remember how, like, a week or two ago we were talking about dithering? Someone asked something?
Yeah.
The U.S. cards are dithered, the Japanese cards are not, but they're all 255 colors.
Huh.
So they've actually been output entirely different color-wise, which is interesting and wild.
Random?
Yeah. Then clean card art for Booster Set EX7 and the beginning promo cards from the promo set. Then we also got the clean parallel cards and the printable playmat, which I like how it uses the option card.
How terrible quality was this one?
You know, it wasn't too bad, but the weird sort of fuzziness to it, it feels like even I'm not happy with how it came out even after I cleaned it up.
It's still much improvement.
Yeah. But I'm happy with those. Then for Booster Set 18, we also got a preview of Wolfmon, which looks great. Magna Groomon, we already saw the art for, but I love the armor blowing off. Trailmon Worm. I don't know why I'm so amused by this card. I think it's the lighting looks interesting to me.
Bring that up. Huh. Feels like, kind of sunsetty.
Yeah.
Just chugging along. Yeah.
And then Velgrumon.
Heading back home.
Now, I believe this is the first card for Velgrumon, and he's like really going to town on someone.
He is a birdie.
Then we get Gospel of the Fallen Angels. And this is a take on a card that showed up in the original card game.
And I fucking love this card and I want it.
Yeah. And then immediately after that, we got a preview for Lucemon Fall Down Mode.
And there's a Poppy!
Padawan! I love this Padawan art. A number of people noted that the scenery is the second ending.
Oh, okay, last piece.
Then we get Luxmon and Pidmon.
I keep forgetting Luxmon exists.
So I remember Luxmon exists. I will then see Pidmon. I'm like, wow, they decided to give Pidmon cool art for not as good Anshmon.
It's like, okay, here's some reddish, pinkish ribbon, and also we're chopping off a set of wings.
And then Junpei got some great fucking art.
He deserves it.
Yes, he does. Then the same for Blitzmon and Bulgmon. I love the hero pose for both of them, to be honest.
I'm just being very dramatic.
Yes. Izumi looks so happy.
She has no reason to be.
Fairymon and Shudomon, here's the interesting. They both got really nice art. It's roughly the same scenery. I think it's supposed to be like they're sliding between each other.
Okay. Yep. I get that. The slight evolution.
Okay.
Oh, and there's like a little Fairymon back there. God damn it. Tinkermon.
Yes, in the one shot. But yes, I think the idea is supposed to be a slight evolution between them. I think. And then
it works.
And then Mermaimon. And then Ranamon and Calamarmon. Ranamon getting the one like where she just has the cocktail and is like partying is great, funny. Calamarmon gets the opposite, where she's just being menacing.
More like it's pretty goofy actually.
Yeah. And then Ancient Mermon. What's interesting here is it's like the line art was done serious and then it was given really cartoony artwork, so there's a good contrast. Candmon. For some reason, this makes me feel like Beauty and the Beast.
Be our guest.
I mean, am I wrong, or do you think it's just like...
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, good. I'm not insane then. Then we get Wizardmon and Mistymon.
I fucking love the Wizardmon one. I just love all the colors in it. It's just so fun.
And I like all the younger Digimon, like, trying to get in to hear from the book.
It's like, it is story time, children.
And then Freemon reminds me that every time I see Freemon, I just kind of go, ugh, that's a weird design.
Yeah, it's a head and it's a tail attached to a head.
And also, Leomon has kind of a weird face in this one.
Yeah, the mouth is very small and unnerving.
Does he have a weirdly defined, like, chin or lip?
Yes, and also, like, the upper lip is just completely flat. It's not, like, a cat at all. You just put, like, a random fucking shark.
Talk about more pleasant art. Raihimon looks good. We get, like, the heroic battle art.
Still not as cool as the other one.
Shamamon? I like when we just get the cartoony art, to be honest. Volcamon.
Yeah, the Sepikmon just having a fun time in the background.
Volcamon being the MC for a card event. I love how it's just him being his inspiration, Volcano Oda.
All hail Volcano Oda.
Yes. Directly after. What's funny is this is like the fourth card telling the story of Metal Edamon fighting Pile Volcamon. And he's just throwing a banana to taunt him. How many more pieces of art do you think we can get in this story?
We need one where they're like go-karting.
And then Wisemon.
He's there.
See, I like that he's using his attack where he copies moves.
I keep forgetting he can do that just because half the time he's just sitting around and talking.
Well, don't worry. For talking about standing, we get Mercurymon and Sephirothamon, both of which are just standing there menacingly.
Yeah, so nothing new.
Ancient Wisemon, which I think this is meant to be like a take on his profile art. And Seraphimon's interesting because it feels like a take on his profile art, but much more action-y and cool. Like, he looks like he's about to ruin someone's day.
Yeah.
Archangelmon, nice art, not doing much. Although, he's really supposed to be like a Vanguard type character. Like, he stands there, he makes people do stuff, and you can see his familiar standing behind him. Which, it's Manticoremon and Gargomon, I believe, if I remember. Then we got Tamer card for Zenith, which
it's there.
Can't take him seriously, called Zenith. Then early today...
It's still not as bad as Owen Dreadnought.
Yes. Then we get Bemmon and Snatchmon. I will say, it's funny, I don't have much to say about these poses, but they're both like box art hero-villain poses. Like the one, just like the second... Like either of these could be Sonic the Hedgehog box poses. In fact, I'm pretty sure the second one, I'm pretty sure if you Photoshop out the second one, you could put him on the Sonic Adventure 1 box art and people wouldn't notice.
I'd do it.
And then card battle. 172 had a booster set match. Then 173 had the last match for Yamadea, who left. That was his last episode. They gave him a Metal Greymon card, which I believe was his first major deck.
Aww.
New battle pack. Shoutmon plus Darulu Cannon gets like the best art ever. I love that art so much.
I really love all the coloring that art particular artist does. Everything is just like day glow.
Very neon, yes, very rich. We also got Magnagrubon, Maildramon, and Pond Device, which uses the same art as the old Hyper Coliseum card. And then for the Evolution Cup, we get Shoto, Galemon, and Zafagamon.
Good.
Yes, they are. Then they put up pre-orders for the D storage. You get the storage box and 6 parallel cards. And it's funny, because when they announced it, I'm reading through it, I'm like, okay, it's just a deck box and it's just a sticker label. And a lot of people are disappointed that's not like an actual thing that does stuff. And I'm like, I start thinking about it. I was like, you know, that's probably a good idea, because at events, one of the things they do is you know, like, if you're going to use a mat and it's going to be recorded, you should be using official stuff. You should not be using third party, whatever. Could you imagine people with the deck boxes that make noises and bullshit in the middle of matches? So like, I can understand the disappointment that they aren't, but the more I thought about it, the more it's like, man, the thing having the screen and making noises at events, you really don't want like 100 people having it being like, gate open! As it makes noises as you...
I just want to hear Taromon just randomly shrieking things.
Well, that's the funny thing is when they first teased it, you could imagine that like you would open it and they'd have an actor playing Taromon who would say something. And thinking about it, it's like, oh, they actually mean for this to be like a real deck box to be used and shit. It's like, okay, that's a terrible idea to do that then. I would throw someone off a cliff at a tournament because I think about like how many people will have this making noises and shit.
I mean, a tournament, you generally want to kill people anyway.
That's my point. Awesome. Like, what's that one story about that one tournament? I think it was Yu-Gi-Oh!
The smell was so bad.
No. Okay, so I may be thinking of the wrong game, or someone who knows cards better than us might know the actual story. I guess for the first X years, Yu-Gi-Oh! Decks did not have card limits. As long as it was a serious deck, you could have any amount. And someone built a serious deck that was like 500 cards or something.
I remember that.
And coming in with like a massive thing purely to show how ludicrous the rule was, because they could show that was an actual legitimate deck. And then I guess they changed they made an actual limit after that so people would not do that.
Yeah, it's just kind of like the assholes who will go to Starbucks and spend like an hour and a half ordering the most ridiculous long thing.
I saw a receipt earlier today. Someone posted a receipt of somebody do that when their store had 20-minute lines. like a 30 item drink. It's like terrible. But yeah. So let's see what else. Cards. Oh, that's it for cards. And then out of nowhere, ooh, they announced Digimon U2s.
It is fucking horrifying looking.
So first off, the figure of Taichi and Agumon. So I'm not a big fan of Taichi's face. I think the body looks good and Agumon actually looks pretty good, I think.
Agumon's okay. Taichi is absolutely fucking horrifying.
I think they're fine enough. And then
that's terrible.
The Patamon plushie looks great. And it has magnets on it to stick to stuff. So pre-orders open for this now. I actually like the Patamon. And then
I don't like the way that its arms are. Like, I mean, there's already so many good Patamon plushies they could have kind of used as a base. It just looks misshapen.
And then, so with a new Ichiban Kuji lottery showing up, Ichiban show product time. They're doing the Imperial Dramon, Dukemon, the Vmon, Gilmon figure duo, and the last one, Black War Greymon, will get a normal release in the Ichiban show line.
I kind of want all of them, but I do not have the money or space for all of them.
See,
but they all look so fucking cool.
For me, I think it's the lack of space that's making... Like, I kind of really do want the Vmon, though.
I plan to get the Vmon and Gilmon, and I will get the Gilmon, and my partner can get
the Vmon.
So
the interesting thing is I need to double check. I think these are cheaper than the last wave, which were in the same style. Like, I think the Agumon Gabumon was like 30. I think these are all a few dollars cheaper, which is nice. And then new products at Annabirth. So we get die cut pens, keychain charms, pen cases, various stickers. They're getting good use out of the katakana and cute designs. I will say the number of people who have fallen in love with the katakana design has been amusing. Just how nice
it's very
looks.
Fun. It's
I,
very
no,
fun.
It really is. I especially like the Patamon one with the giant Patamon wings.
It's a very refreshing design.
Yes, and then the BN Figure Q costume series figures are coming out in Japan in August. Branded after 2020. These are the same figures that came out in China and the U.S. Was it a year ago or 2 years ago at this point? I've kind of lost track.
I feel like two.
Because this is
like two. Because they had the adult evolution ones after that.
I feel like they did a third wave because they did the Digimon dressed as the kids. So yeah, so there's been three waves of these. So this is the first one. I don't think they've shown the Chase figure, but they're admitting that it's going to be the Tai Chi and the Black Agumon like last time. And the prices in Japan ends up being about $12, so that's not bad.
More affordable.
I will say this, considering there's no actual visual reason for the figures, it feels a bit weird to brand it as 2020 at this point.
Were the last ones 2020 branded as well?
Like when 2020 was like just finishing up and everything here, like they had the 25th anniversary logo on the Japanese box. And there's nothing design-wise, like, it's not like you can see Tai Chi's outfit. I think the only design cue is it's Yamato's wrist thingy, I think.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with having seen better. And then, the adventure stickers, I think, look fucking amazing.
I want.
These are, like, higher-end stickers where they're gonna be, like, about $2 each, but they're, like, the nice ones. The designs for each of these is just great. And I love that they put up high resolution art.
Yes.
These just all look amazing. I will say, the single funniest one is Agumon. Because if you zoom into the Tai Chi and Agumon sticker, and you know what I'm going to say?
Why is his face like that?
Boomba.
Look at the fucking keychain.
Yes, it's the flat Goomba face. It's happened with the keychains twice, and it's happened with the sticker now because they're trying to do it flat, but to like show the curvature. So it just ends up looking like the Goombas from the live-action Mario movie, just Goomba.
Yep. Stand tall, walk proud.
Goomba. Oh God, that's never gonna get old. I will say this: I like how they drew Patamon kind of flat.
His face is horrifying.
I
just like staring into your soul.
No, the one that stares into your soul is Gomamon.
I don't know, Gomon looks like he's about to offer me a contract to become a magical girl.
Oh, see, here's the Gomon. So if you erase Joe's head and his arms, Gomon looks like a vampire with a cape. And he's going to suck your blood.
Seals will just do that.
And then the SD 25th anniversary art on more products. So we get hoodies. We get tote bags. The keychains look nice. The muffler towel. I don't have a muffler towel. I wouldn't get one, but some of these actually look nice. I think the Hunter's one looks really great with Gumdramon looking like evil on it.
And then the acrylic stands.
Oh, the acrylic stands. I am really tempted by the 25th anniversary set where you get the big stand. It also has the logo thing on it and everything.
But also, it's so busy.
Yeah, that is my one issue with it. I feel like you want the surface to be twice as large.
Or, like, more horizontal, but...
Okay, how about this? Out of the nine of them, if you could only pick three, which three would you want?
Okay, this is actually surprisingly easy. So, Taiki, Takato, and... Masaru.
I think I would do Adventure, O2... And I'm somewhat torn between Cross Wars and Atmon. Because I will say this, the Gatchmon stand looks amazing.
It does, but I never actually finished watching Atmon. It was
my main issue with this here. Haru has like a weird, like, it feels like his face wants to turn into Pac-Man.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah. And Gamamon's just happy to be here.
Gomon is very cute.
And then, talk about the surprise of surprises, a Frontier pop-up shop.
Wasn't expecting that for a while, until, like, the next major
with a marine art theme. And you know what I really fucking hate about this, Dev?
So, is it for Marine Day?
No. So, like, at the end of May, I was, like, super busy, super tired. And, like, you remember us talking, I was, like, legitimately exhausted. It's weird because this is only like a week. This is only like a week and a half ago. So I do the card update at 2 a.m. and I check Twitter for going. And I see this and I'm like, ah, shit. Well, I guess I should do this. And I'm doing this at like 2 a.m. And I still put together like the full article with all the images and everything. And I should really just be lazy and just use that layout one and not put up the images. But I'm like, man, it's so nice that they put up like the high resolution images of everything. So I was just like, eh, I guess I should. But, yeah. It's just weird. The stands look really nice, though, Dev. Don't you think so?
They're cute.
Yeah. Although, am I wrong, or does a lot of the Frontier products not normally have Bokemon and Neymon?
Sometimes there. But, like, usually, like, on a single product together, if they are.
Also, I was swapping tabs, and on Discord, I saw the update button and I almost clicked it without thinking about it. Yeah.
Let's do it.
And also the graph art with the same marine theme.
I get so happy and excited anytime there's any kind of graph art artwork. It's such a good style.
Oh, it really
it's so
is.
Good.
And it helps that they always think of themes for them so they also have unique looks to them. Yeah, and then,
so good.
Let's see. And then we got the poll results for favorite Digimon from Metal Empire. So
surprise,
remember,
bitch.
You know what's funny? I think we both actually called this happening, that War Greymon would be near the top, but because Metal Greymon and Greymon were there to suck away a few votes, he wouldn't win. I think we both called this.
Yeah, just because, like, if you really like War Greymon, you are also a fan of the rest of his line, yeah. Because...
So here's the thing, though.
It's a cool metal
dinosaur. Between Mugendramon and War Greymon, they got 46% just from the two of them.
I am not surprised whatsoever.
No. And third place only got 7%. Yeah, so basically, those two ran the board, basically.
I'm looking at the percentages of the other ones, I'm not surprised. Although, I'm surprised Cyberdramon made it, like, third.
I feel like Cyberdramon and Megadramon were the attempts to try to game the system. And the problem is one where people could actually vote for Mugendramon and War Greymon, just stumbling upon it meant that no.
I felt like they'd be high, just not above Metal Guru Ramon.
And then the new poll is for Virus Busters.
Wow.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Virus Busters.
Congratulations, Omegamon.
The obvious choice would be Omegamon. The problem is so many of these are popular Digimon that I think you can actually have a situation where almost anyone can win just because of the way the vote can go.
Congratulations, Omegamon.
Because here's the thing. If you look at this list, like, okay, who is not a top-tier popular Digimon? The answers are Igamon, Asuramon, and Metal Mamemon, basically. I'm actually very interested to see the percentages on this one, because I actually think, as obvious as saying Omegamon is, this one's kind of a run for almost anyone.
Well, thing is, there's also a lot of overlap with...
No, that's what I mean. Like, if you're going to vote...
just happened.
No, exactly. Like, if you're going to vote for Omegamon, you might go, oh, I want to vote for War Greymon. I want to vote for Metal Greymon. I want to vote for Greymon. I want to vote for Agumon. So it's actually... Or, oh, Holy Angemon or Angewomon. There's a lot of interesting choices here. So we'll see.
I feel like Angewomon will be kind of high up just, you know, for reasons.
Say booby. That's what it always ends up being.
I feel, basically. It is.
And then from the weekend batches, we had preview layouts that they did for the movie release. Then Miyazaki showing the press release and wandering around for Budokan Kaito, which was the largest con in Ecuador, which he was a guest at. Reference book for Punkmon, Loudmon, Heavy Metal Dramon, Forge Beamon, Vespmon, and Queen Beamon. Queen Beamon getting two pieces of art, one with the throne, one without.
She is precious.
Then Seiho 917, who does the key art and illustrations of the web novel, put up little pieces to celebrate chapter 1 and 2 gone. I love both of these.
They both have so much personality.
Yes. Although what's funny was for the second one, people kept editing him onto the cover for that one music video. Do you remember the one where I showed you where, like, one of the social media art from last year was based on it?
I don't remember exactly, but I remember that.
Yeah, people were editing him into the song.
It looked like I remember the situation.
Yeah, it was like a yellow background March song, and I think this is a take on that. And then Usagi Bochi, who does a lot of the stuff for the Liberate, put up art for them to celebrate the 1 and 2. I actually like both of these. Although Winter feels much more serious than he does in the novel.
Trying to be an edgelord.
Yeah. And Yuki's trying to be cool.
They're both kind of failing a little.
Yes. And then from Weekend 2, the museum put up some images of stuff to show... The pop-up shop and loft changed locations, and now it's like 10 minutes away from the museum. So they're like, hey, you can do both at once. Come look at our Digimon vending machine. Then it was International Children's Day, so we got little promotional images from Digimon Source Code, which is the... I think it was China and Korea. That's where it is at this point. I think it expanded... And then Toei China using the art with the balloons. Then various social media images of everyone from Card Battle putting up images of saying goodbye to Yamadei as he leaves. And him responding to the images. But there's an interesting twist. He thanks everyone, and then he made another tweet, which is in response to a tweet from the card game Twitter. I'm like, that's interesting, there's no image here. I'm going to see what it says. And the tweet from the card game Twitter said... that in the match, a BT-17 Greymon evolved to a promo card of Metal Greymon Altaris mode, but the evolution conditions weren't met. And just during the game, no one noticed that an illegal move was made. And it was Yamadea in his final match, and his response was basically him going, sorry. Oops. So technically speaking, he cheated in his final match, because that's considered cheating.
He got away with it.
No, he lost the match. So it didn't even matter in the end.
It's like you cheated, but you still lost.
Yeah. And then they showed a few more promages from the movie. It is a nice physical package, even if I'm not completely happy with the disc itself. And then Miyazaki showed off him getting his copy. He took surprisingly nice photos from him, I will say. Then Miyazaki showed off that his 25th anniversary tour tickets are on sale. And also, he showed off the rehearsals and autograph from the Budokan Quito.
Nice.
I will say that's a nice stage. And then the D storage is on display at the Premium Bandai Showcase, which I believe is in Akihabara. I will say that is a nice, that is a very nice little display.
It's cute.
Yes. Although I will say, do you get the feeling that they don't have copies of the cards ready?
Well, because they have just the backs of cards. Yes.
And then they have a placard next to it showing the cards.
Yeah, I got that vibe too.
Like you're going to turn them around, there's all going to be Agumon cards.
What if they're all Sukumon cards?
That'd be a good one also. And then Kairu DX, who did one of the 25th anniversary art image, showing off some of their Digimon collection. First, what they call one of the more ludicrous and odd items in their collection, and they were wondering if anyone would know why. It is the U.S. figure from Season 4 of Gallantmon Chaos Mode.
I remember seeing that.
Do you remember why this is an odd toy?
Because it doesn't fucking exist.
Yes. Because the Digivolving figures sold well, so they would always repaint them. And here it's like, oh, Chaos Gallantmon. There's a blue version of Gallantmon. So it's Chaos Gallantmon who evolves into Gallantmon Chaos Mode. Gallantmon Chaos Mode does not exist.
Yep.
And then he did the Magnemon model kit, showing that off with some Magnemon-related toys, and also naming some of the paints and colorings he used to make it. And it looks really fucking good.
I really like the blue.
Yes, that's really
That's kind of like a really like night, like a very nice matte velvety texture. Yeah. Has a good contrast against this gold.
When I first saw it in thumbnail, I didn't realize it was the model kit. I'm like, oh, that's a nice custom toy. It's like, oh no, this is just the model kit, and he really painted well. The gold's perfect. Just amazing.
Yeah, this is just making me want to bust out one of the model kits, but I'm so tired.
Then artwork from Usagi Bochi. Episode part 2 art. I like how this one's more sketchy and poor Terramon. And then he did SD... Sorry, go ahead.
Rest in pieces.
Basically. And then he did art to celebrate EX-07 coming out with SD versions of our comic and manga leads. Every art of Yuki until we met Yuki made her look cool. And you read the novel and go, oh, she's kind of a fool.
Like,
and then
she's trying. Then
we get June's social media art, which is a wedding theme. And Shumon made wedding dresses for everyone. And Shumon's as tired as both of us, Dev.
Now I have a certain song from My Little Pony playing in my head.
You know what the funniest part of this is? It's not just the different style of worldwide wedding dresses. It's someone pointing out Cinderella had to make her sister's dresses.
Oh, that's mean.
That's some great theming. Because the Cinderella, it's just so good.
She's trying her best. Let her go to the ball.
At some point out, it's very rare to see the Switzerland dress showing up and stuff. So they were happy to see that, someone said. And then, time for questions. You guys in chat can throw yours up.
Get it over with.
Let's see. Start with one of the prepared ones first. Someone said, with Ghost Game ending over a year ago, how are you feeling about having novels and comics when we don't have a show? So it's weird. It's nice to have ongoing content. I think sometimes there's an advantage to the heart grows fonder when something's not in front of you. Because we're at the point... Sorry, go ahead, Dev.
It's like, I'm fine with it.
No, I am too. But we're interesting at the point where, for functionally, we've had ongoing nonstop stuff for 10 years. That is... by far the longest. What's the previous longest in the franchise where we've had, like, real ongoing stuff? 4 years?
Five?
Yeah, like, that original run of anime.
Yeah.
And here, even with the anime over, we're getting ongoing novels, comics. I mean, Dreamers only...
novels.
Yeah, so I like it, but I do think having less for a while might give people more of an appreciation for stuff. Because when you get everything, you start to get a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just like, that we have so much to pick from, I don't really care anymore.
Or overly negative also. Let's see, Devin wants to know why the Digimental Fates does not turn Digimon into free types. Because they chose not to have it do that, honestly. The thing with mechanics is it's whatever is decided. There isn't always a reason. And I think most of them turn them into free types because that's the way the D3 game worked originally.
Yeah, that and also some of the mechanics from the card game as well. So you kind of get out of that rock, paper, scissors of...
And that was basically to not introduce more of that into it later on. Let's see. Then someone wanted to know, sitting at home watching movies, do you have any stack of candies that you want? What do you pick?
Sugar cookies, like fresh out of the oven.
Let's see. I'm trying to think, like, God, there's so many good candies. You know what I actually like that I haven't had in a long time? Have you ever had a Rocky Road bar?
I've seen them. I haven't had them. I usually don't go too much for various things with chocolate in them.
Okay, so Rocky Road bar is, imagine a marshmallow bar, like an actual brick of marshmallow, coated in chocolate with cashews.
Kind of like a mallow cup, but with cashews.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, but as long as it's something I like, I'm not going to be super picky, honestly. Although I would not mind Bunch of Crunch. Yeah.
Also Cheetos paws whenever they have them occasionally.
God, I haven't seen those in a while.
That's the perfect size and texture to just, like, pop into your mouth.
I haven't seen those in a while.
We had them here for a couple months ago, but then they disappeared again. I'm like, no, you bastards.
Yeah. Child Digimon grew up in Japan. Did the first person pronouns change? I wouldn't worry about that because it kind of works differently in Japanese anyways. It's more how it's translated at any given time.
Yeah, I mean, you could go, like, an entire season without technically saying anyone's pronouns just because of the way the Japanese language works.
Yeah. Most of the time when it's translated, that's added in because it sounds kind of odd if you don't add some form in. So I wouldn't really worry about that. It's mostly just making it work structurally. And then someone said, any changes you want to see from the card game when both English and Japanese releases come at the same time next year?
Have cards actually be available on store shelves sometimes?
That's a good one, but I can think of two. One, make sure you're doing the same previews at the same time for English and Japanese. And two, put subtitles on Card Battle.
Yes, please.
Because here's the thing. For the time being, Card Battle is functionally like half a year ahead, so there's no real reason to do it. Once it's in sync, that is actually promotional for what's coming. So pay someone a few hundred to subtitle it and have it be a promotional show that works worldwide. It's not that hard. Last chance for questions in chat. What do you think the new Digimon comic shorts thing will end up being? I don't think we really know enough.
Nope.
From what they said, it'll basically be some sort of free digital magazine thing with comics and short novel entry things and something from Tenya Buno. I would just assume it'll be fun little comics, honestly.
So, yeah. I'd like it just be like a bunch of nice little one-shots.
Oh, here's a good one. Has the card game made you dislike a protagonist Digimon? Like it gave them a different view of Mirage Galcomon? I feel like I don't dislike any Digimon more. I do admit I get a little bit tired of, like, anytime it's Bellstarmon, you just go, okay, great, gonna post it and on Twitter, it's going to be 500 comments of people who can't think of anything to say other than boobs, or they'd be willing to get with her. It's like, she doesn't want you.
She has standards.
Yes. It's like, I've never seen that joke for, what's that fucking Digimon's name? I forgot. The plant one.
Shit. Rosemon?
Hydramon.
Ah.
It's like, oh man, I haven't seen 50 of that joke. No, man, no wonder why you're allowed to post to Twitter with clever jokes like that. But yeah, I feel like even the most boring card art we've seen still been pretty solid art. I don't think my views really changed any. It's been nice to see Tsukaimon get like weird, like gremlin-y doing fucked up things art.
Yes, it is a delight every time we see, like, the angry little bat pig.
But have I seen anyone... I'm trying to think, have I seen anyone more negative? No, not really.
The only thing we've seen is just like, oh, that was a detail that was so tiny in the original art, we couldn't see it at all. Huh, so that's what that is.
Yeah, fun little updates, honestly. At least for me.
Yeah.
Art's been solid. I haven't really felt worse about anyone. It's been all very nice. Okay, looks like that's about it for questions. Dev, what Wikimar arc would you like people to read?
Jet Mervamon.
That's a good one. And I can be found at With the Will as always. We will catch you guys next time. And it's actually funny. As far as we know, there is no DigiFest this year, so we'll see how they do that run of late summer news. Because instead of DigiFest, they're doing that huge exhibition.
Just bombard us.
Bombard us, but do it reasonably. So
please space out the bombardment. Yeah.
So we will catch you guys at the Discord, at the site. Thank you for showing up and listening. Bye.
Bye.